Jesus among you,
Jesus among you,
many years in the flesh,
many years in the flesh,
you knew him, yet you knew him not, Jesus Christ, in the flesh of a man,
in the flesh of a man.
His name you knew, was Brother Pruitt. Ooh,
I want you to listen closely by the Spirit. I want you to get an understanding of the order that God is doing things. Clear understanding, because you're going to receive something tonight reserved for the new creation. Some of you have seen me do it before, didn't understand it. But I want you to get an understanding tonight. Are you ready? Start it over.
Jesus among you,
Jesus among you,
many years in the flesh,
you knew him,
yet you knew him not,
Jesus Christ.
In the flesh of a man, his name you knew, was Brother Pruitt. If you've done it to the least, you've done it to me. Jesus Christ speaking, showing you the mystery of Christ in the world, in the flesh of a man, in the world, and the world knew him not.
Understand the plan and the order of God, spoken through the prophets, that Jesus Christ himself, the begotten Son of God, must be revealed and be bruised and crucified in the house of his friend. Did you know this? So it is everyone thereafter. Everyone thereafter received by grace through faith being crucified with Christ, but they must be brought to that crucifixion in the house of their friends. Lashed with the fleshly ways, doing their own thing, falling in disobedience, Christ inside of the man travailing to deliver him and can't because of the man's flesh leads him to the cross time after time to cut away that flesh. Time after time. Ooh. Time after time. Christ travailing inside of flesh and blood. But the man not being able to deliver because of the travailing and the love of Christ inside, leads him to that cross. Time after time, leads him to the Scriptures. Through the Scriptures, to mortify the deeds of the flesh. Many long hours, suffering and travailing. It's the order of God. Paul's life. Now notice verse 4. He was among you revealing Christ, letting you touch him alive in the midst, letting him feel him, you feel him with you always, feeling his virtue quickening through you. In order to qualify for the kingdom of God, you had to be restored back to where you could touch and handle the word of life. Someone had to lead you to him. Did for many years to where you could touch him and handle him. You could never enter into it without being able to do that. People in the days of the Scriptures, they touched him in the flesh. All the early apostles. Didn't they? But someone had to reveal him, let you handle him. Let him handle you. Ooh. Before you could ever qualify to move on into the things that you're going into now. Oh.
As Jesus Christ travailed in a man, the man suffering in the flesh, as the suffering flesh was crucified with Christ,
came forth a new man, Jesus Christ alive,
Jesus Christ alive,
then in love and grace, judgment. And fire.
Judgment and fire.
He led you to the cross.
He led you to the cross.
And gave you his life.
Gave you his life.
Into the tomb.
Into the tomb.
Made new and glorified.
Made new and glorified.
With a new body.
With a new body.
You came.
Also, a law of God set forth through Christ. The ones that crucified him, he had to turn and give them life. Mm-hmm. that's the law working Christ in a person. The very ones that crucify him or lead him to being crucified with their fleshly and disobedient ways, that's the ones he has to turn to first and give them life. Jerusalem, Judea, Samaria, and into the uttermost parts of the earth. Okay? It's the law of God. You can't get out of it.
To the Garden of Eden.
Garden of Eden.
The River of God.
The River of God.
To the Tree of
Life. To the Tree of Life.
He led you along.
He led you along.
Giving you life.
Giving you life.
For death and hell.
For death and hell.
To the New Jerusalem.
To the New Jerusalem.
He led you
he
in.
He led you in.
Some began to know him, knew who he was. As they felt the Spirit drawing you to him. Blinded by religion,
blinded by religion,
Satan and flesh,
Satan and flesh.
Some still resisted,
some still resisted,
held their own way,
held their own way.
Now be it known,
now be it known,
judgment has come. Judges you by this man,
by this man,
by the gospel he preached,
by the gospel he preached,
and demonstrated to you
has now become death or life unto you.
You've heard. God has chosen, and you'll see the plan unfold to reveal Christ in me, bring him forth in you, bring him forth in you, and whosoever will, then judge the world by that. That's his plan of judgment, and it hath come. Here's the way he figures it. And he's right. If he by grace through faith can do this through one person, then every person must come to that. Listen on.
Now in these days,
now in these days,
Christ has again appeared.
Let's start over and get back to verse 10. Now, you want a pencil where you mark it, you go along.
You shall be judged.
You shall be judged.
By the gospel I preach.
By the gospel I preach.
Spoke Paul the apostle.
Paul the apostle.
Christ speaking in him.
Christ speaking.
Jesus Christ,
Jesus Christ,
living in the Apostle John,
the Apostle John,
brought judgment on the world,
on the world,
for a thousand years.
Now listen to it. All the apostles, Christ speaking in him, ministered the gospel of grace. He said, now you're going to be judged by this gospel I preach. It depends. You depend. Life and death depends on what I'm preaching you. All right, the Jews refused him. He made his last visit to Jerusalem. He left and went to Rome. He hadn't no more than got to Rome till Jerusalem was leveled with the ground. They refused the grace of God. Stayed in Rome. And there began to preach the same thing. Reaching forward to the time when Rome would be the Babylon capital of the old religious church. Setting up truth, but setting up judgment also. John the Apostle, when a church began to go into disobedience, walked in the heavens, laid out the judgment, that 1,000 years darkness shall fall, and it fell. God's plan is to bring forth 3 times. And that's it. John the Apostle for the new creation began to show how this thing would happen in these last days. Begin to show it through the man child. Ooh, how that a man would become just a child. You'll see it in just a minute. Then you see him leading the remnant. Then you see the whole new creation coming into being. It's that simple. It's that easy. Ooh. My purpose is the Christ that's come forth in me is to bring him forth in you. And we have brought him in. Ooh. Ooh.
Now in these days.
Now in these days.
Christ has again appeared in the body of a man.
In the body of a man.
To judge the world.
Judge the world
has led a group,
has led a group
into the Father,
into the Father
in the fire of his body,
in the fire of his body.
Child prophesied by John in Revelation,
Jesus Christ birthed out of a man in flesh and blood. With a rod of iron.
Same thing happens to you. Christ in you is formed and birthed out of you. Though you be a full-grown man. Ooh. Is this correct or not? In order for Christ to be in your flesh. Okay.
And the man-child leading a remnant.
Of purified people
unto Mount Zion, sons and daughters delivered to God. Virgins are they, no guile in their mouth. Now he has led through Jesus Christ. Sons and daughters into the beginning,
into the fire of the body of our Father,
sealed inside.
Sons and daughters of fire. As the sons and daughters sealed in fire
are released,
and the seal of fire broken, then they're released
into the earth
to bring love and judgment.
Love and judgment.
You know what the rod is that the man child has given to him, that I have given to me to rule all nations? Surely, Brother Ron, you know it in much scripture. You know. What did the prophet say? He said, thy children are thy rod. Oh. Children are thy rod. Is this what the scripture said? And I lead you through Jesus Christ and bring you forth with Christ formed in you. You're the rod of God. Thy children are thy rod. Sing it on. And I'm going to make sure you're a good rod when we get through with you.
Sons and daughters, mothers and fathers, the family of God, formed in the earth. Our Father says, the new age of grace is now open in the earth for man.
Now the plan of God is very simple. It's not to build an organization, but to build a family of God in earth. Mothers and fathers, sons and daughters, children, It never had been anything else. Even through the Apostle Paul, Peter, Apostle Paul said, fellow citizens of the household of God. Whole book of 1 John talking to fathers, mothers, young men, little children. The true church of God, once it's finished, becomes the family of God. Never had been anything else. Go ahead.
All are required,
all are required
to come to Jesus.
From the face of the earth.
World must be cleansed.
World must be cleansed.
In grace of judgment fire.
Now listen at it. When God built his family, he said, now that's my heirs in earth. And I don't have but one family. He said, now you either join that family, be adopted into it, or else. It's that simple. He said, the only one I'm going to protect is my family. But I've set that law in the Old Testament that a man was responsible to protect his family. And he could do whatever he had to do to protect it. So I let everybody know that I'm going to protect my family. But the others,
and I looked and I saw, a multitude of people, stand before the Lamb.
No man could number
out of all kindreds
nations and tongues
they were in numbers
as the sands of the sea. Virgins, 144,000. These are they of the new age that last forever in earth and heaven.
Now, you've been noticing me moving into this. He set the pattern through Jesus Christ. The only one that can produce children are virgins. Having escaped the corruption that's in the world through lust, you're qualified to produce children. Not natural children, but just the way you've seen me. The very moment I got a few of you loose from that corruption, begin to care sons and daughters, children to God, for our Father. Whoa! Whoa. minister of Jesus Christ. No guile in her mouth. The remnant produces a family of God in the earth, a multitude that no man can number, and sets up the family of God that propagates itself spiritually and naturally forever and ever and ever and ever in the earth and in heaven.
And I looked and I saw,
I looked and I saw
a crystal clear
river,
flowing out,
from the throne of God,
and in the midst
of the crystal river.
The tree of
life,
hanging over
each bank,
and I looked and I saw, a troubled sea, sea of human flesh, covering the troubled by sin, hatred and war, rolling in turmoil, casting up mire,
and I looked and I saw, the crystal clear river. Getting wider and wider,
wider and wider.
I saw the river,
mixing the troubled sea,
and purify,
and calm the troubled sea.
Get the picture. Family of God, as your flesh and your blood purifies, you become the river of life in the earth. The waters of your flesh, what did Jesus say? He that believeth on me, out of his belly shall roll rivers of living water. And God starts this river of living water. You saw me make it into a river last night, and none of you understood. I made you into a river right from that throne. Oh. Oh. I thought surely you must see. And that river of pure flesh, blood, breath, flows into that troubled sea of human flesh. Jesus prophesied about it. He said, till the time of the end, wars, rumors of wars, the waves in the sea rolling, the wave of human flesh. Didn't he say it? Is this what he's talking about?
Sure it was.
But that river begins to flow into that sea of troubled human flesh. And you begin to add to it. Every person you add to it and get to that throne, get purified, gets a little wider. And a little wider. And a little wider. Ooh. But something else happened. I looked
and I saw,
the tree of life,
in the midst of the river, hanging over each bank,
hanging over each bank,
turn into fire,
turn into fire,
with fiery fruit,
with fiery fruit,
a burning bush,
burning bush,
like the bush of Moses.
Now the tree of life in the midst of that river. And earth that keeps reaching out beyond the river with leaves and growth for the healing of the nation, fruits for the healing of the nation. Is the mothers and the fathers the remnant of God producing children that keeps adding to that river? Ooh. Every time the river grows a little, the tree gets a little farther out. Keeps adding more virgins, more folks with no guile in their mouth, more families, more mothers, more fathers, more young men, more children. Children grow up in the ministry, and here we go.
And I saw the troubled sea,
the troubled sea,
rise up and roll,
rise up and roll,
against the river,
against the river,
trying to pollute,
trying to pollute,
and destroy the river,
destroy the river.
Then the fire of heaven,
then the fire of heaven,
fell on each bank,
fell on each bank,
and began to burn,
and began to burn,
on each edge of the river,
on each edge of the river,
and burn into,
burn into
the troubled sea,
burn into the
purifying the sea,
purifying the sea,
with fire on each bank,
fire on each bank,
waters of the river,
waters of the river,
flowing behind the fire.
Once God gets a river established, you saw me make it here last night. Then he goes to striking the mothers and fathers or the tree of life. He strikes them with fire. Fire of love, power. They're ready to roll. He moves them in fire of love and grace. Gather the families, real strength. And then when that sea begins to come against that river, come against the camp of the saints, fire from heaven begins to destroy. You don't believe that. Once you're unsealed out of the fire of the body of our Father, come forth, look out. You've been seeing hidden works, mostly. Well, are we going to run out and jump on them, whip them? No, we're going to move in love, fire, and destroy Satan in them, just like you've seen me move in here, Cheryl Nye, and some of the rest of you. We're going to let vengeance belong on the Lord. And when they come, you need to worry. He'll destroy it. Because he protects his family. Now listen to the end result of it.
And I looked and I saw,
and I saw
a crystal clear sea.
A crystal clear sea.
covering the
earth
from sun to sun,
from sun to sun,
and the crystal sea,
and the crystal sea,
covering the earth,
covering the earth,
was shining with
light,
pouring from heaven.
And the heaven departed like a scroll, and I saw a new heaven and a new earth. There was no more division. The veil completely rent, the light of God poured into the earth. Continually. This has already happened in expectation. We struck the water resurrection power, the heavens open like a scroll.
And out of the sea rose a multitude of people dressed in white, palm branches in their hands,
a multitude
no man could number.
The kingdom age
had come to earth.
You are now required
by the Lord God
to build his family
Strangers and outcasts. Whosoever will,
let them come.
Finishing touches on some of you tonight. Show you the ministry of the family. You're going to see something that some of you have seen me do before. Ooh. Sit down. And you didn't understand it. You're going to see the creative work of the Father God tonight. You're going to see the forming by the Holy Ghost. Oh, yes, God has chosen to do all this through man. fathers and mothers. The order of God is this. He sent forth his word, Jesus. And he created inside of you righteous flesh, righteous blood, made you just like him, didn't he? Then what does God do after he creates? What do you do in the creation? The Holy Ghost moves. Formed, right? Is this correct? Oh, Jesus. Oh, Jesus. Now moving with the Spirit of life, which is the blood of God, the Holy Ghost washes out, cleanses out all things that are wrong. And then the waters of grace washes in and fills up that place that's been cleansed out. And then the Spirit of love binds them all together. Now, won't you just start right there on there, Cheryl, and just go around. Start with the Spirit of life, real easy. Let it begin to move. Form it. Move on into the waters of grace. Oh, now let that weeping begin to move through your body. Ooh, that's it. Now just move on up to her face. Watch it. Gonna form her face. Oh, form her mind, her face. Ooh. Now he's building a new creation. I want you to watch this. Now after the new creation is formed with the word, after the new creation created with the word, the Holy Ghost formed it, ties together the anointing and the face. Oh yes, with the Spirit of life, water of grace, and love. You see, the mother minister now coming through the flesh of people. I'm not telling you something that he's going to do by himself. Oh, but he had one more thing to do, and I want you to look at it. After the Father God gets thing formed, created through his word, formed by the Holy Ghost, what else did he do? God is a spirit. He hits that thing and begins to put it all together. Now, she's been formed, and in the name of the Father God, with the same power that you've seen me use to fill teeth, create blind eyes, I'm going to create her spiritual eyes where she can see. And then I'm going to sing to her the word. The Father-type ministry is he creates with the Spirit and the Word. God is a spirit. The Holy Ghost is a spirit. Christ is a spiritual person. And all three of them work on you. Now she's formed, created and formed, but she needs eyes. Raise her up there. Just hold her right there. Oh. Oh, Father. I just create eyes in her soul where she can see. Now, give me some music. I'm going to sing, and I want you to listen to it. Oh. And I looked and I saw.
Looked and I saw.
A multitude of people. Now, see them there? Oh, yeah, see them? Ooh. Stand before the Lamb, no man could number. Out of all kindred, nations and tongues, keep looking at them. They were in number as the sand of the sea. And I looked and I saw a crystal clear river. Now you see it? Ooh, flowing out from the throne of God. In the midst of the river, the crystal river, was a tree of life hanging over each bank. You see that tree of life? Ooh. Now you see why it takes the family to do it? Come on, Rena. You might as well get opened up, too. Sit her down there, if you will. Whoa. Now moving through the Word, I have led you through Jesus Christ by the Spirit and the Word and have created him in you. Is this right? Not I, yet Christ. Everyone understands that. Now, he's already created you. You're a new creature. Now, the Holy Ghost has to move over that bottle of yours. Ooh, and form you. Tie you in with that anointing now. With the Spirit of life, which is the blood of God that washes out all hindrances. Oh, yes. We'll go into that, but this is what John is talking about. He said, when we have fellowship one with another, he said, the blood of Jesus Christ cleanses us from all sin. It's not a matter of you cleansing yourself. You get the mother and move, mother, Holy Ghost moving, she just cleanses you all, keeps that spirit alive, moving through you all down. It just cleanses you, cleanses it. This is not religion. This is the creative work of God. He's building a new creation. Ooh. Ooh, now just start on there, Cheryl, right? Just read around the side where everybody can see you. Ooh. Start with the Spirit of life. Get that anointing moving. Form it in there. You know what she's doing? The Holy Ghost forming it. Why? Well, just to be very plain with you, there's a lot of foreign feelings in her flesh. Oh, yes. Things that block the flowing of the Spirit, the anointing of the Spirit, from bearing witness, Holy Ghost working outside. So through the working of a woman, he forms them. As the Holy Ghost just come all the way down, Cheryl, all the way down, right there. Ooh. Be very plain with you. There's a lot of sensitive sexual feelings on a woman's breast. They got to be formed out of there somewhere or another, and I can't do it. I could, but I'm not gonna do it. It's not my job. But those hands of fire, ooh, created right there, ooh, in that woman, those Holy Ghost hands of fire, just destroy all those things right there. Oh, now just begin to move on up to her face. Form that face. Oh. Oh. Oh, that's it. Form the mind. Get it ready. Oh. Oh. Three works. The Word, the Holy Ghost, and the Father. And he all does it, all of it works through folks. Doesn't he? Or does he? A lot of folks sitting around like this waiting for it to happen. Not going to happen. It comes through flesh and blood people, the family of God. Oh. Oh, now you got a ready holder up. Oh, Lord Jesus. Father, in your name, I just create in her eyes to see. And those eyes will be there created. Watch it come open. See it come open? Okay, now let me sing to you. You won't have any trouble seeing from now on what you hear with anointing. And I looked and I saw a crystal clear river. See it, Rena? Flowing out from the throne of God. In the midst of the crystal river was a tree of life hanging over each bank. See that tree of life? You see it? Okay. You're supposed to see. The new creation got to have new eyes to see with. Jesus said, the eyes of your soul. How you going to get them? You going to sit and wait till he puts them on there? You wait till the hands of a father hits you. That's when exactly when you get those new eyes. Whoa. I know you can't hardly stand it, but you just wait. Oh, come on, Brother Jerry. We'll get you next. We ain't got a man yet. Could you set her down there? Sister Gates, come and help us. Ooh. Ooh, just come right on around here. We need the Lord Jesus. Ooh. Ooh, look at her. Everyone got the three works now? The Word, the Spirit, and the Father. Ooh. Ooh. Come on. Somebody catch him. Hold him up here, brother. Brother, let Brother Donnie catch him. Ooh. Now just lay your hand right on him there and just start moving in the spirit of life and just start that anointing. What's she doing with the spirit of life? Blood of God is cleansing, washing out all hindrances out. Actually destroyed it. It's turned into fire now. And then whatever void is left there, the waters of grace, Spirit fills it. Spirit of love does what? Binds it together. And he has a perfect anointing. He won't be walking scatterbrained anymore. Whoa. Whoa. Rub on up in his face there and get that. Create his face. I mean, form his face. Ooh. 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 Look at him. I had to turn him. Turn him to almost a snow there. Ooh. Now that's good. Ooh. Father hits it last. What's the finishing touch? Remember, he formed the earth, then the Spirit moved over it, and then he said, let there be light, let there be this, let there be that, and he divided the night and the day, let. In your name, Father, I create eyes in this new creation. See them come open there, Jerry? Oh. Oh. Say, well, that's real easy. I'm not doing the work. I'm just imparting what he says do. Me many years to come and rest, but that's all right. I'm in a rest now. Ooh. Ooh. All right, now begin to look, Brother Jerry. And I looked and I saw a troubled sea. See it there? Ooh, see it? Ooh. Sea of human flesh. Covering the earth. Troubled by sin. Hatred and war. Rolling in turmoil. Casting up my see it, Brother Jerry? And I looked and I saw the tree of life. See it there? Reach out to it. Ooh. In the midst of the river, hanging over each bank, turn into fire with fiery fruits. A burning bush, like the bush of Moses. Well, do something else. Now, watch. He still got his eye there. They're going to stay there, Teresa. You need to worry. You're not going to lose. You're going to start seeing now. You're not going to sit there and just depend on revelation. You're going to start seeing in the Spirit everything you start ministering. I've been sort of tired ministering a bunch of blind folk. Oh. And I looked and I saw a door opened in heaven. Do you see it open?